listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and today's guest is Dr. Luke Swiston. He's our plastic surgeon in our surgery center, and he's going to have a little aesthetic treatment in our medical spa today. So tell us about what you're about to do, Dr. Swiston.
Well, the most important thing about today is the fact that we're actually going to have a date with my wife. We have three kids, you know, three boys between the ages of 3 and 11. And we both have full-time jobs. And I found that like sometimes the best time to get alone time is literally put on the schedule. So that's exactly what we decided to do. So we blocked off Friday afternoon and we're just going to be holding hands and going through whatever it is that you feel is indicated for our faces.
So they're going to have a little laser treatment with Julia Jowett, who's one of our PAs in our medical spa. So it's a couples therapy or couples retreat in the laser room.
Yeah, if only for a few hours.
So I think what she was talking about, and we're going to have her on the next episode, we're going to have Julia come and join us and talk a little bit about how the lasers work. But I heard you're having the Halo laser, which is, I think, probably our most popular laser. And it's a fractional laser that's made by Cyton. It's great for sunspots and texture issues, hyperpigmentation, which is sort of that brown spot that people get, wrinkles, and even some scars, because she can really modify the depth of it to treat different areas. And I think you're also having a BBL, which is the broadband light treatment.
As opposed to the Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, exactly. You give the Brazilian butt lifts and you take in the BBL laser. So why is it that you and Dominica would like to have lasers besides just getting to have a date?
Well, I think I've reached my limitations, you know, being a plastic surgeon and me having been married for 23 years, she was there with me all along during our training. And she was also my guinea pig for a lot of the little local procedures that I've sort of trained on throughout my entire training course in plastic surgery and general surgery in the past. And specifically with plastic surgery, a lot of the non-invasive small procedures, as residents at University of Utah, we were allowed to get Botox complimentary from the companies, as well as certain brands of filler, in the interest of us just getting comfortable with the product. So obviously my wife was right there. She was a willing participant. And a lot of my self-training initiated with her. And right now we still do this on a fairly regular basis. It's usually another date that we set up at home at a Friday night when the kids are asleep. But I've noticed that I've reached some limitations. I like to be conservative with the Botox and the filler. I like to make her look natural. It's essentially my goal is to just maintain her the way she used to look, I suppose, is kind of the goal, is like maintain her youth and really don't overdo it. Don't overfill it. There are some things where I just can't do anymore. For instance, the fine wrinkles on the side of the eye, the crow's feet, I can treat with Botox. But once they start creeping in underneath the eye and sort of towards the middle of the eye, I can't really treat that anymore with Botox. That's not really effective. Or to some extent it is, but it doesn't really take them away. So I believe other modalities I'm familiar with lasers, I think they can address that to some extent. Pigmentation issues is another thing that you mentioned. Is I have vitiligo personally, so I do have some pigmentation issues and it kind of comes and goes. It's kind of like an ever-evolving math on my face, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, but I think that has the potential of evening out that pigment. And Dominica is the same way. On the forehead, she has a couple of freckles and probably some sunspots because back when she was growing up in Poland, bathing in the sun used to be a cool thing to do. Right now, we know that that was a mistake. But that's just treating the consequences of those things over time, I think, is the goal.
And do you mind telling us or sharing with us how old you are and how old she is?
I'm 46. She's 43.
Okay. And like you say, fillers and Botox can do a lot, but I think especially with the skin, it's like Dr. Olison used to say, you know, talking about facelifts, you can iron a dress, but you can't, if it's too long, you still need to hem it, or vice versa. If you hem it and it's still wrinkled, you have to iron it. And so it's sort of like you say, the limitations of what fillers can do and what I think people would be amazed at. It's not your mama's laser from 1991 and 1993, when it was very ablative and you could have a lot of post-operative issues. And now the lasers, there's so many different ones, and we'll have Julia walk us through it. And we do have an episode on lasers that Brittany went through with us, kind of a high-level look at the different types of lasers.
I agree with you. The technology is kind of leaping forward, and there are so many different ones. And plastic surgery, I've trained on using lasers, and I sort of know their potential. And it's actually, you know, on the boards, there's basic things we need to remember about them. And I've used them myself for removing tattoos and treating little spider angiomas and things like that. But it's not something I do every day. And this is really why I'm here, is because we just need someone to help us out that is on top of the technology and has experience with the technology every day. And I would entrust myself to someone like that way more than I would entrust myself to myself, especially with the fact that I don't do this on a regular basis. So I think experience counts for a lot, and this is why we're here.
So have you ever had a laser treatment?
No, not a laser treatment.
What are you anticipating the recovery from this to be?
You know, I really don't care. I believe I'm going to be a little swollen, probably a little bit red, and less than perfectly presentable. But we do have some friends coming up from out of town, from Los Angeles, that we've known for a couple of years. And they're sort of aware that this is going to happen. And we have reservations for a restaurant tonight, but we'll just roll with it. And we'll have matching faces, Dominica and I, so, I think. So, you know, what can go wrong?
Well, you can always get takeout. I think if your goals are a little aggressive with dinner, you never know.
We'll see.
Yeah, you'll still have to see. And then do you have anything right now for you specifically that's bothering you about your skin that makes you want to get Halo, or is it sort of more preventative maintenance?
And I think it's a little bit of both. I think being 46 and a man who doesn't really take care of his face with or skin with cream or moisturizer or anything else like that, and living in Southern California and driving a convertible fairly regularly, I'm sure there's damage there. I'm sure we can make an improvement. Specifically with vitiligo, like I said before, it comes and goes. There's a pigmentation issue. I know that the peel, fairly superficial resurfacing in the past, had actually addressed that really nicely. Oh. Since then, it's come back a little bit. So this is one more modality of skin resurfacing that we can try. And I can sort of compare the results and see if one is better than the other. But I'm sure it'll have some positive effect.
Now, is vitiligo something that you were born with, or does that develop over time?
Yeah, it's something that I'm predisposed to genetically. It's an autoimmune disorder. It kind of flares up sometimes and then it goes away depending on, I suppose, the immune system. It's kind of complex and a little bit different for everybody. When I'm stressed and not sleeping well, I think it was the worst when I was doing trauma surgery on the south side of Chicago as a resident. That was sort of where it flared up the most, only because that was a very stressful environment and we're not sleeping for days and days at a time. We're just operating and dealing with gunshot wounds. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so that was when it was the worst. And then when I'm on a rotation or in a lifestyle where I'm just like sleeping more and a little bit more relaxed, then kind of goes away. So I think it is related to stress as that relates to the immune system. Right now, it's just kind of fair. It's just hanging out. You know, I think as I'm getting older, it gets a little worse too. So we'll see what we can do.
Isn't aging fun?
Yes.
I'm a little bit ahead of you, so I can tell you it's with a capital F. It's super fun.
Yes.
So what do you think it's going to feel like since you've never had a laser done before?
I'm sure it's going to feel like a relaxing experience because I don't have to think about it. I can just lay there and let myself be taken care of by someone else for once, which is going to be awesome. I don't know. It may be anything from like pins and needles to burning, or I think there may be some numbing cream that we're going to use. So I don't think I'm not going to be able to tolerate it since this is done on a regular basis every day. And we have plenty of very happy people walking away after the experience. So we'll see.
Okay. And so your weekend plans, you've got people coming in from out of town. Mm-hmm. You and Dominica will be doing your post-op care, whatever mm-hmm. Julia tells you to do. And I'm sure you'll do perfectly because you're a doctor, right? You want your patients to do their post-op properly. So are you good at following directions?
We'll see. Yeah. I think I am. But there's okay. This, no very well-known adage that doctors are very hypocritical about medical care because, we're overdue for procedures just because we don't have time to do them and stuff like that, just for regular health checkups and stuff. I can't remember the last time I was at a doctor's office, and I'm 46, so I should have an annual physical by now, but I think it's been like a decade.
Maybe we can do a house call, get a doctor to come do a house call. Maybe somebody in the audience could
Maybe there's one outside. Volunteer. I can talk to them while I'm getting this done.
Right. And so are you going first or is your wife?
I don't know. I think it depends on when she gets here because she does have a full work schedule this morning. And I know she's going to try and make every effort to be here on time.
Okay. And then you mentioned earlier before we started recording the Vizia. So the Vizia is technology that looks at your skin. You put your head in the little camera area and it takes different pictures and it shows how much sun damage or red spotting and what your skin looks like underneath. So we'll put those in the show notes so everybody can see what that Vizia looks like. And
that's basically the ugliest version of me. I think they just up the contrast all the way.
Or pull it down and then...
Yeah, and then pull it down after the procedure pulls it down.
Yeah. So we've got some halo before and after pictures on our website, and we'll have those links in the show notes. We'll also share Dr. Swiston's before and after photos. And will you take pictures every day for us?
I can do that.
Sure. That would be awesome. Because I think most people just want to know what is day one, day three, whatever, just, you know, kind of a little progression, because I'm sure it's a little different for everyone, but I'm sure there's also some kind of basic similarity. So I think that'd be super helpful. So we'll show you all the before and after photos. And then who do you think is going to handle the pain better, you or your wife?
Probably my wife. I mean, she had three kids. Come on.
Three kids, right. Oh, yeah. Good question. All right. Well, any other things you want to tell us about before you go head down the hallway to get your numbing cream on?
No, really. I'm just really looking forward to the experience.
Okay.
And we'll see what the recovery is.
So everybody take a look at the show notes, and then we're going to record with Julia on, I think on Monday, and have her tell us a little bit about the halo laser and the BBL and what she uses each one for. And so, all right, well, thanks for coming on and talking to us. And we look forward to following you through this journey.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.